USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control have given its approval for Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine a day after the FDA gave the shot an emergency use authorization. The White House says the new vaccine will be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, a single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies, and we're all eager to see how it goes.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.